to Chad Greenway, one of the great tacklers in the history of Minnesota Vikings football.
All right,
joining
let's do
us
this.
Now.
How are we doing?
I'm not going to go down the road of how's your last training camp going.
You're the first one.
Well,
thank you.
You know why? And you actually, during the offseason when we would chat, you actually were the one that would rhapsodize most about how much you're enjoying things and taking everything.
Yeah.
What if you go out and seriously, this defense just works out a way where you just kick ass and stay healthy? God has blessed you so much in so many ways,
right,
including physically, where, by the way, you're not as fast as you were 10 years ago,
yep,
but you're also not markedly slower. So
right,
what if it just works out where you're unbelievable and then you come back on another one-year deal, you know?
Yeah, life has a way of kind of working itself out, you know, and I think for me it's the mentality is, as I try to be as self-aware as an athlete can be with where they're at in their bodies and,
yeah,
and I think that and their career. And, you know, I've had such a great run. I've been so proud of the things I've accomplished and been a part of an organization for my whole career, which has been so great. I do think there's a point where you need to kind of get over the hump mentally and be like, hey, you know what, it's okay to be done. Like, it's okay to, you know,
yeah,
yes, I can grind out two or three more years if I want to play for minimum and bounce around the NFL. Is that really the taste you want to have in your mouth as you mosey into retirement? It's just not my cup of tea. Just the way I've handled my career. I try to make the right decision based off the family and what their wants and needs. I do believe that you know, this will be my last season, but, you know, like Zimmer told me, he's like, just stop talking about it.
Yes.
it's hard for me to stop talking about it because everybody keeps asking me
about
it. What I'm trying to do is just, I really am trying to enjoy every day, and I think that's, you know, a lot of times, especially these younger guys, I can remember coming to camp from years like 3 to 8 and just so miserable that I had to come down here and just kind of in the tank and not wanting to make the drive and not wanting to kind of, you know, just kind of getting through the practices. Because there wasn't really a lot of – there was nothing to them for me.
What do you mean?
The newness of it was the first couple of years, you
yeah
know, right? Coming my first year as a rookie, then I get hurt, come back to 07. Now I'm back in, thrust in the starting role. How's that going to shake out? Well, then you got to go through 08 through 13, and now I'm in year 9 going into 10. It's like, okay, now this – my career is kind of winding down. I need to start enjoying these things and take these memories with me and remember these things fondly rather than just kind of moseying through it and kind of, you know, just being miserable.
Yeah.
As training camp can be. That's just the way it is. I think the fact that it's a 10-12-day Mankato trip with three kids and a baby on the way makes things much easier for me. So,
but you know what's going to burn with you? And it may not be from heartbreak to Houston this year, but you're an elite football mind. And you also were on a team that was an inch from the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know this team is sitting on something big. Probably it's the proverbial window being open. And you're going to want to be part of it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it was hard. You know, as I went through my career, you know, a lot of my prime years were essentially record-wise sort of wasted, you know, and,
yeah,
and when I was really out there making a lot of plays and doing things and playing at the highest level I played at, I think the years I went to the Pro Bowl were two of our worst seasons, you know, just on a rec wins-loss basis.
Yep.
And so it's nice to be back in this position where I had a role, now I'm trying to earn a role back on this team, and it's certainly not going to be easy, and we have so much talent, and that's what it's all about, though. I mean, it's about there's always going to be new guys coming in. There's always going to be new guys leaving the game. We had, you know, Phil retire, Greg Jennings retire,
yeah,
Kevin Williams retire. You know, you just move on. It's just that's life, and I'm to that point where I can say that's okay. You know, it's okay that
that's awesome.
You know, I can have a year like I did last year in a different role and come back and if I can do it again. Now, that's a challenge that I'm, you know, putting upon myself to come
yeah
back and have that same type of a year in this role that I'm hopefully able to earn. A
couple of quickies to close for Chad Greenway.
98% of players don't get to choose when they're going to retire. The phone just stops ringing, and
right,
guess what? You're retired whether you want it or not. So,
right,
I mean, you're clearly in a luxury position right now.
Right.
But this does feel – I mean, you know, you've got – when you look back at all these other teams that you've had, this feels pretty special. You know, there haven't been a lot of training camps where you walk in the door feeling like this has got a team that's got all the components to make a Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
Maybe
since
Brett Favre was here.
I think you're always just so tentative to be that positive about it because you
yeah
know the things that can happen. I mean, we can come out here day one, knock on wood, and lose two or three key players. You just have no idea what's going to happen.
No.
You know, and that's the part of just, you know, the only thing guaranteed in the NFL is an injury. You know, that's just – so you can't ever – yes, on paper, we look great, awesome, but, you know – one thing happens, and all of a sudden, you have a key player down. Now your team totally looks different, and maybe you don't have the depth deposition that you thought you had. And you know, your season can change on just a snap. So
I can remember training camp about 5 years ago when we were here, right here on the Perch, and we were talking to you, and we got off the air. I don't think you'll mind me mentioning this. Got off the air, and you said, "I think we're sitting on like a 11, 12-win season. I think they won four or five that year. So, I mean, you just sometimes you just can't know.
And I wonder if that was the year because that was
2010 maybe.
Well, McNabb, I think it was.
That might have been McNabb. Yeah, maybe.
What year was it? 11?
11.
11. Yeah. And I think you know we still had a lot of the pieces that were kind of there, but getting older.
Yeah,
and
right.
Offensively, it looked like, you know, bringing down McNabb, everybody was excited about it. The hype was really big around the team
it
at
was.
That point, even though we're coming off 6-10 and having, you know, our team go through the stuff we did in 10, which was a disaster. There was a lot of positivity, a lot of hype around us, and not necessarily, you know, warranted. And I think this year it seems more warranted. We have much more depth. We are in a much better position. So, and I really think the biggest difference between that team and, if we're using that team as an example, and this team is our top players are all so much younger.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Rick and the scouting department have done a good job of really bringing in talent that they can utilize and has fit into the scheme.
Right.
Guys that are buying into the system and what we're trying to do and not out there for themselves necessarily. So it is warranted, but as a player and as a team leader, it just can't be thought about.
Last one, 45 seconds, you get it all. What's your oldest daughter's name?
Madden.
What's her nickname?
Mad Dog.
Well, it's now Maya.
Yeah.
Because from what I heard she did at this Carl Anthony Towns camp,
yep.
She's like Maya Moore in training. It's Maya Greenway. Are you kidding me?
I heard Nordo actually mention that. I was listening on the way down here
in
yesterday.
News du Nord
was. And I woke up. So I actually had to leave that camp. So Kyle Rudolph was kind of taking care of my oldest two, and he took him home, and he texted me right away. And he's like, she said he couldn't believe what she did. She hit like 13 shots in a row. And
wow.
He kept, with more impressive, I mean, even more impressive than my 8-year-old was the fact that Towns hit like 12 threes in a row.
You know,
that's
nice.
You know, I meet this guy, and he's 7 foot or wherever he is. He's just so talented, such a great guy.
He's a smart guy, too.
Man, is he going to be a great ambassador for not only T-Wolves basketball, but just the NBA. I mean, he really is incredible. I was impressed by him. And I do think that my daughter just woke up. She could not have been more excited. It was amazing. So she's quite the athlete. She's probably better at soccer than basketball, actually. But
wow.
We have a pipeline of Greenway girls coming.
Georgie?
Speaking of the daughters, you know what I'm going to ask about?
Yeah.
Elephant and Biggie.
Yeah, I reached out to you on Twitter.
I saw that. You're now in the family.
Well, the funny thing was, and this is actually what happened, was you had mentioned to me the second time when I came into studio, whatever the long that was, and I went home and I actually had one.
Oh, you do?
At the house.
Okay.
So my wife had bought them because she's smarter than me, so she had probably already knew that it was great, you know, years ago. And so we had it, and then I read it, and it was excellent. And I have my 8-year-old reads chapter books, and my 6-year-old is now starting to read in Elephant and Piggy's, like, right in her wheelhouse. So it's they're great books. They really are.
They are great
books. I knew
you
had to mention it.
Of course I had to mention it. I love Elephant and Piggy.
Yes, they're very good.
Bless you, man. Thanks for the time.
Yes, thanks, guys. All right. Always good.
Chad Greenway from The Perch, 9 to noon. Be right back.